Well, first, this whole thing wasn't supposed to happen. So just to be clear.
This week on I Dream of Bliss, we talk about...
We're going to educate you about the female reproductive system. We're the experts here.
Just three guys talking about the menstrual cycle. Welcome to iDoll, I Dream of Lists. I'm Scott.
And I'm Evan.
And this is episode 95.
This is not a joke. Did you say 95?
Come on, I tried so hard and I don't care. We have a special guest today, as usual.
Hey guys. Yeah, pleasure to be here for the Richard Dent, aka Dick Dent episode.
His name's not Dick Dent. Come on.
I mean, Richard Dent. Bears, the 85 Bears.
Yeah. Good for him.
What was the Olympics, head of the Olympics coordinator name?
Oh, Dick Hammer or something like that?
It was something like that. Or like, yep. Dick Hard, something.
It's brutal. It was brutal. Yeah.
That is brutal. Good poll, because I didn't do any research on that. Episode 95, we're getting there and cruising to the 100 mark.
Just centennial.
One per every 6 weeks. We're moving.
Chamberlain episode.
I have an internal bet with myself. There's a podcast that started in November, and they do three shows a week, and they're right now they're at 81. And are they going to beat us to 100?
Three shows a week? That's brutal.
It's too much. I feel like we've talked about this.
We have.
And we've complained about the three show a week thing. That's insane.
Just check out Cup of Tea in a Chat with Allie and Beam.
Are there podcasts like 20 minutes?
This is the like radio hosts you're talking about, right? Yeah. That's enough for me.
It's like an hour 10-ish.
No way, dude.
Hell no.
I mean, radio hosts, blanket statement here, radio hosts in general are the worst. What? You gotta be, sports.
Where's
radio?
The drop? That was prime location for the drop, and we got it.
the worst drop. sports talk radio has got to be some of the worst.
Oh, way to spend time. I'm not. I used to listen to that all the time. Radio.
No, but like Eric and Kathy.
I don't know. I think the morning zoo crap is worse than sports talk radio.
Probably.
I listened to Eric and Kathy when the pandemic hit, and I was just like, this fucking guy, like,
he sucks, man.
He sucks as a person.
Yeah, he's a bad person. Yeah, they all.
What did we have in Detroit? We had a Mojo in the Morning.
Yeah, it's pretty much the exact same shit.
Same thing.
The only good radio
Mojo in the Morning.
It's like, just your name's Brian. Just the only good radio hosts ever were Drew and Mike in the Morning. On the riff.
Yeah, if you like the Spartans, then you're good.
They weren't like,
they're like the biggest homers.
I don't know about that. They're no Mike Valenti. Do you know that guy?
True. I was like, thinking of Valenti, I think. Yeah, he's worse. So this is our segment on Detroit Sports Radio.
This is Detroit Talk.
Stoney and Wojo.
We're just following the script that we were given. This was on the list to talk about.
This is on the agenda. No, Mojo in the Morning, though, had the phone scams. That was a big thing, like the late 90s.
Everyone had those. Remember that?
Everyone does it. It's like the iHeartRadio playbook.
But it
everyone
was cool at one point.
Yeah.
Like, people thought it was funny.
It was like funny, but also like really hurtful and deceitful to people. It's like, why are you going to put this person on blast on radio? Like, that's not a nice thing to do.
They didn't deserve it. Like,
so that's why you won't go on another date with me? Ever heard those ones where they like follow up on the bad first date?
Oh yeah,
fucking worst.
Did you guys see, speaking of iHeartRadio, you know the company radio.com?
Mm-hmm.
They changed their name
to what?
Odyssey, but A-U-D-I,
like Audacity.
But everyone calls it Audacity.
Shout out to Audacity, our audio editing program,
our free audio
free open source program. It's great.
Yeah,
they They're great. That's how Pies recorded his tracks, was through Audacity.
You know what? So. I'm just gonna go out on a limb. I don't believe in Pies until I hear it.
Yeah.
I'm with you. We want Pies.
That's your problem.
We want Pies tracks. We want them now.
Well, we're gonna no time for that.
We're gonna rank them.
God, that'd be such a good one. I'm fine with that podcast going like 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna let the whole track play instead of a clip.
The third verse is always the best.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You definitely need to get to the end.
Speaking of getting to the end, everyone here vaccinated?
That's pretty good.
We get bad.
I'm bad.
I think so. Well, I have my first. How about you guys?
What one you got?
Oh, I got the Moderna.
Ooh,
Dolly modern Parton. One.
The Dolly Moderna.
Moderna. Yeah. Anybody else? No?
I got Moderna. I got that Moderna boy.
Congrats. Cheers.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
First one. Next one in like 8 weeks, feels like. May 16th.
Yeah, I still got it like a week.
Damn. I got Pfizer. I'm done. I think I got it after you guys, and I'm done.
No, I got mine on Sunday. I actually followed the rules. I only went once everyone our age is eligible.
I was just trying to save the vaccines. That's all I was doing.
In the state of Illinois, I was within the rules. Within the rules.
All right.
Yeah, we didn't lie on the sheet. No, we just drove hours away from Chicago.
Yeah.
I drove 15 minutes. It was awesome.
Thanks, Lori. Gosh.
Right? 6 hour round trip ride for me.
6 hours?
Holy crap. There was traffic.
You should have stopped at my rental here on the way.
I really could have.
Did you at least get Wendy's?
No Wendy's in Morris, Illinois. Come on.
There was barely even a golden arch. There was one golden arch. It wasn't even arches. It was just an arch.
Just a half a sign.
It was Nick Donald's.
So you went to Morris, Illinois.
Went to the Great.
Where is that?
The Great. It's just south of Joliet. The Great Morris, Illinois Middle School.
What took you so long?
There was literally a car crash on 55.
Because my town, Morris, shout out to my folks in Morris, Illinois. That was like an hour and a half.
No,
you went to Morris also?
I went to Morris.
Hodges, Illinois. I went to Hodges.
What's the difference though, really?
Yeah, there's not that much.
I mean, I had to drive past Joliet. I remember that.
Well, so you probably went even further.
Yeah. I did figure out though that my car has an auto drive system on it. Nothing like being on a highway almost by yourself in the middle of Illinois, and you're like, what's this button do? when you're going 75.
Nice.
And it steered for me. It was great.
It's kind of nice. Really? Did you get a new car?
No, I have a Nissan Rogue.
Mm. Damn.
Going Nissan Rogue.
Stepping up their game.
Yeah.
This week's Going Rogue edition brought to you by Nissan Rogue.
Nissan, explore your world.
That's definitely not it, but real missed opportunity by us for all the Going Rogue editions. Never got sponsored by Nissan.
Yeah,
big miss.
Have to do another one.
I get my second shot next week, so I'm done like May 10th or something like that.
So you have to go back to Morris though.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That sucks.
Yeah,
well, stop by, say hi.
I will. I've already got it planned out. I got a vaccine playlist on my Spotify ready to go.
Just hits different.
I'm just going to listen to all these podcasts from your show. See if I can get through all 81 of them.
I got Richard Cheese, Vaccine Daddy. I got My Shot from the Hamilton soundtrack.
Oh, nice.
Huey Lewis in the News is I Want a New Drug.
I feel like he's doing like a network news show.
Shots, LMAFO.
Obviously.
Shot in the Arm by Wilco. I Will Survive. It's a great playlist. It's a great playlist, guys.
Shot in the Dark and Who's to Blame? You Give Love a Bad Name?
Yeah, I got Hit Me With Your Best Shot too by Pat Benatar.
John Bonagiole. You could do Lose Yourself.
Bonagiole.
Nice. Yeah,
there you go.
That's fun,
great. Bro. Are you guys, what are you guys going to do?
Do you guys have any side effects? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just slept for like a solid 10 hours.
I had a fever. I took like a half a day with fever.
You took a nooner?
Chills. Yeah. Well, I already had the COVID. And so supposedly the first shot is worse than the second.
If you've had it before.
If you've had it before.
Okay.
So I'm kind of banking on that.
Just kind of remind you of it.
Whitney has had like a sore arm. So, you know, screw her. But
that's what I had. It wasn't even that sore. It's like I got a flu shot.
Oof, yeah. My arm hurt compared to a flu shot. But, you know, better than COVID.
Was it?
COVID.
actually, COVID was easier for me, to be honest. So, fuck this. But yeah, Whitney got the shot pretty early because she was eligible. So that was good.
Because her company made her go back to work.
No, because she's high risk, guys.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. That was the announcement. She's high risk.
Congrats.
Yeah. Am I doing that? I don't know. I don't really care. There's a baby coming and there's two babies coming. So congrats to the Pizer family for exploding into.
Whoa. Are you serious kids. Right now?
Oh, did you not know?
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations. Most of the time people are like, yeah, congrats. Are you okay? That's usually the reaction at this point, which is unfortunate when you're having twins.
It's gonna be awesome.
I would say that's the pretty normal reaction. Yeah.
That was my reaction, which was, oh, fuck me. Be fun. After, of course, the blessing and the excitement.
Oh, just bless. You're
bringing two babies into the world, you know?
Yeah.
But no, it's exciting. It's going to be great. Madden's going to have two siblings. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Three kids in college at the same time. That'll be great.
But look, man. Come on, Joe and Bernie, right? Let's get this done.
I'm just hoping at least one of them doesn't want to go to college, you know?
Get that like, full ride.
Do something else.
Yeah. Look, there's great apprenticeships out there.
No, Matt.
You know what? We need more people in the trades.
Exactly. It's a good business to get into.
It's a dying breed. You can make an honest income.
You be your own boss.
Work with your hands. Yeah.
I know. Sure. I know he's not the best guy to associate yourself with, but Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs, he does that whole like speaking tour of you should be a tradesman and apprentice. Apparently a welder in Minnesota could make like 110 grand with no college.
There you go.
It's pretty nice.
I'd be paying about, you know, a third of the cost for this renovation in this house if I could just do it myself.
That's right.
So
there you go.
Pick up a hammer.
I have a friend who, my best friend from college. Shout out to Paul. Not this Paul, but another Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Cheddar
Boy Paul.
He redid his whole kitchen himself.
Wow.
New cabinets, new all that.
Good for him.
There's part of me that's kind of jealous that I can't, I have no idea what to do. But then there's part of me that's like, well, I can just like tell them what to do and then they go do it. And that's
supporting another person's
life. Yeah. Like that's their career.
I feel good about the money I've spent.
Exactly.
He offered.
It's enriching.
He also makes his own like dinner tables and stuff like that.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, like those, that's really nice. He's like, you know, you could come over whenever and I could like help teach you some stuff. I'm like, yeah, I would love an arts and crafts day. He's like, you can't come over anymore.
No, you're not invited. No,
it's woodworking. It's not arts and crafts.
Is this a profession for him?
No. He's
like one of those people.
I don't get how people have time.
Right?
For that.
Well, they don't have three kids. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Oof. How's two kids, Paul?
It's not three.
So what? Yeah. What if you had Haley and then another kid?
How do I put this, Scott, without...
Would you be doing this podcast, right?
Probably not. No, we have to really set a time aside during the workday.
I mean, I'm worried about this podcast. Don't get me wrong. Really worried about the fantasy football podcast because
that's not happening anymore.
You got to do weekly, you know? So I think you're going to have to step up.
All right. All right.
That's all I'm saying.
After all this, man, I feel like I need a glass of water.
Yeah. Yeah. There it is. There it is.
Oh. And we there have a list this week.
I feel like Evan wasn't really ready.
I was still clapping. The list this week, water ranked. Water.
We used to work with a guy from Philly. He called it water. I can't even do the Philly water.
Isn't it water?
We'll get Brian on the podcast to to just do that for us.
How many times did we just go to him and go Philadelphia?
Zero. I never did that. But yeah, water ranked. This was a fun one, guys.
This was a good one.
List maker original.
I guess that's true.
Sorry, I don't have that pulled up.
Yeah, we had a few options, and this was the one that won out. We even got a couple comments this week, so thanks for the engagement, everyone.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about those later.
Oh, is that how this works? All right. Well, I guess we should just get into it, shall we?
Number five, so much vamping going on this podcast.
Number five on this list.
I forgot the list, damn it.
Melon, aka water melon. Perfect for summer coming up.
It's a great fruit.
We just bought some watermelon. Delicious.
Did you buy it pre-cubed?
It was pre-cut. Yeah, it was pre-cut.
Yep.
I will say, cutting a watermelon, not the end of the world.
Yeah, but
it's messy.
It's not, man. Yeah. If like you have to do anything with a fruit, I'm just not into it. Thank you. Like strawberries. Like, god damn it! Oh, I got to wash these things. There's
a lot of cutting.
Cut them, yeah. Especially for little people. It's like eight more cuts than it would be if I was eating them. So you when you get to cut like a watermelon, pineapple.
I was just going to say
throw out more pineapple than any fruit.
Yeah, right.
You need to get a pineapple decor.
No, I have one. Those things suck. They don't work. Oh, well.
I love ours. Love it.
You can have mine. You can have two then, because we're
not. Nah,
I think we actually at Goodwill. We gave it away. It's at Goodwill if you want.
Oh, ouch. I think cutting a pineapple is actually better than cutting a watermelon. I've never cut a watermelon and then not had it go bad or just gotten sick of it because it's so big.
Yeah.
Whereas a pineapple, you'll eat that.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yep.
Honestly, my watermelon. We might have like four Tupperware containers worth of watermelon from when we do cut up a watermelon.
So much.
But
there's no room in the fridge.
We will go through the whole thing within a weekend.
I mean, the kid's a big fan, so that's good.
Landon loves the watermelon.
Hey, just God bless, though, a seedless watermelon. What an invention.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how did they even do that? You know? What's the deal with seedless watermelon?
Cool story, Hazel.
Yeah, watermelon's grapefruit. That actually sparked the fruit list, fruit ranking.
Are you saying grapefruit or great fruit?
Great.
Both.
Well, grapefruit is not a great fruit. We can agree.
It's not bad though.
It's terrible.
It's a good flavor for like bubbly.
It's a good bubbly flavor. Stiegel. It's great.
Okay.
I don't drink that, but yeah. I'm a proud company man.
No,
or is that Stiegel, our product?
Stiegel's a
beer.
It's a grapefruit beer.
Oh, yeah. So I wouldn't drink that.
I don't drink it. I'm a company man.
Yeah,
It's like 4%, perfect for hangovers or a nice warm summer day.
It's a delicious section.
Yeah. Cool. So watermelon, but that's why I think it's number five. You know, it's summer only. It's weird if somebody brings watermelon in like December to like a Christmas party. It's just weird.
Has anyone ever done that?
Just doesn't work.
that would be a number four. Okay. On this list.
Yeah. Ooh. Number four on this list is a watershed moment, like bringing watermelon to a Christmas party. I don't know if that's how it works. This phrase is kind of confusing, to be honest. But I like it.
I have to look it up. Good news. I have no idea what it means.
It's usually good.
Yeah, it's a rare.
It's a turning point.
It's a turning point. It's like that moment in Mighty Ducks when Gunnar Stahl goes up and is like, good game, Captain Duck.
Let's go shake their hands.
Yeah. When did he get Irish?
It happened.
It's the actor they hired. I don't know.
Have you watched, speaking of Mighty Ducks, have you watched the new Disney Plus?
No, series? I've heard people talk about it, that it's actually not bad. I mean, it's for kids, but it's not.
Oh,
it's not bad.
Yeah,
it's like a Disney show.
I mean, the original Mighty Ducks was for kids.
I'm honestly, the further I get away from Mighty Ducks, it's fine. I think I've said this on the podcast before. It's fine.
No,
D2 is good. The first one, wow. And then D3 and then beyond is
D3 is terrible. D3 is terrible, but D1 and D2.
It changed the whole trilogy standard. Trilogy standard is the first movie's great, second movie sucks, third movie's in between the first and the second. Mighty Ducks went D1, great. D2, great. D3, boom. Just off the cliff. I mean,
there was The Godfather. Godfather 2 didn't suck.
Touché. Sure.
That's true. Boom.
It was a little
watershed long, moments.
That was a turning point.
When I Google it, there's a Broadway. There's a song by Broadway. So that's cool.
Huh.
I don't know how this got on the list.
It's fun to talk about. It's fun to say.
I think I have a clip of that song. I actually pulled it.
Oh.
What? Right here. Scotty doesn't know. Oh, Scotty doesn't know. Is that it? Is that part of it?
Nice. That's fair. A little loud. Now our listeners can't hear us, but
yeah, sorry about that. Let me change the volume on that one. But watershed moment. So hopefully this podcast has a watershed moment and starts to get better with number three.
Let's do it.
Water park.
Oh yeah.
I'm a water park apologist. I would go to a water park right now, knock kids out of the way, and go down slide. I don't care. They're legit fun for kids and adults, and I'm not ashamed to admit that.
It is pretty fun.
I concur.
I wish there was like adult day at water parks. Just like get the fucking snot nose kids out of here.
Also, I don't want to
let Danny ride.
I don't want to wait 20 minutes for you to get the courage to go down the fucking slide already. Oh,
that's the worst. You're just standing there.
Let's go.
Go.
You're here.
Cross your hands.
There's no turning back.
Yeah.
Have you guys done, or are you guys thrill seekers on the water slides? Like the ones that just go like,
I don't know about like just a straight drop. It's not my
preferred. No interest.
Yeah, but I would go to a water park over a traditional amusement park 9 out of 10 times.
No. I disagree.
I'm team water park all day.
I'm a little concerned that I'm getting old and that the normal amusement park rides would get me sick at this point. There is, because it's been a few years, so I'm just not sure where I would be if I hopped on Raptor right now, you know. Shout out to Cedar Point.
Oh,
Cedar Point. Evan, come on, keep up.
So I'll give you this. If you just throw out averages, right, the average water park is better than your average amusement park. Because there are some shitty amusement parks.
That's a good point.
Yep.
And a bad water park. What? It has still has a slide.
Bad water park on a hot day. Sign me up.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you guys like the raft slides or the ones where you just go straight on the slide?
I like the raft slide with not good or underpaid teenage attendants, so you can jump out of the raft for a little bit and not get yelled at and then jump back into the raft.
Yep.
Sure. I think we can go to water parks at some point here. I mean, the water is fine. It's just the rest of it. I don't know.
It's the thing I'm most looking forward to when things open up.
So what wave pools or the big pro or con?
Man, this is probably the worst part of a water park.
100% agree. 100% agree.
This is what's the point?
It's the dumbest thing.
It's cool in theory. And if you're looking at it, you're like, wow, that looks like fun. But when you're in the middle of it, there's really nothing fun about it.
You're either panicking because you're about to drown.
We're going to simulate what it's like to be pulled into a riptide.
Yeah. Let's just keep on going. Keep on going further. Just keep on going further. It's going to be so great. And then you get out there. You're like, I think I'm going to die. I'm literally
like, you're like, I can't touch people trying to get out.
I can't touch anymore. I've been out here for 15 minutes.
Yeah. You know, it's a good thing when there's like 12 lifeguards that have to line up on the side. You know, it's a good idea.
The most boring ride is the one where you're most likely to die.
Has anyone been to the water park capital of the world?
Wisconsin Dells? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Never been.
Oh, dude, you gotta go to Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark's the shit. And then Mount Olympus is the other good one.
Mm-hmm. Even like the Great Wolf Lodge there is better than your average.
The Kalahari is really good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, I've driven past the Kalahari. It looked great.
Indoor water park, kind of into it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Don't have to deal with the elements.
Get my winter fix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Water parks. The Dells is great for water parks. For everything else, wow, that place sucks.
It's good for people watching.
That's true.
Get some characters.
Yeah. They have a good outlet mall. I did my bachelor party at the Dells.
Did you? Wow. That was really fun as hell.
It really didn't matter where we were. We were just in a house.
So how many water parks did you go to?
Zero.
Oh, then what's the point?
Yeah. Well, it was just in between people. But yeah, good point. I don't know what the point was.
Did you do a duck tour?
I did not do the duck tour that day.
Okay. Well,
anyway, so that's number three.
If you ever rank cities in Wisconsin, look out, number one. Dells is coming for you.
Woo. See about that.
Something that I wish I did. Wait, is it my turn? No, it's your turn.
Yeah, but go for it. No, up. No,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, you were going to segue to number two.
Go ahead.
I don't need segues. Number two on the water list here, we have Water Gun. Number two.
We have to say Water Gun, but we all really mean Super Soakers, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Super Soakers.
Is there any other type?
No.
Don't give me the little pistol that breaks in 10 minutes.
The little wire that you have to fill up the thing.
Yeah, so you don't lose the
cap. Yeah, fuck that. But
you couldn't have made that any longer. Can't even get a nozzle in here.
No, Super Soakers were the best. You got the pump action. I think they've gotten a lot better in the last 20 years too.
I imagine they were never bad, but yeah.
The water shooting technology has really improved since we've been kids.
Yeah.
So I was restricted as a child to a one tanker, but a lot of my friends had the two tank Super Soaker.
You had to have the two tank, boy.
And it was just like, it was a game changer. You didn't have to like stop in the middle. My parents would buy me like a second or a third tank, but like you got to refill it, you got to keep track of them. When am I going to carry around empty tanks now in this water gun fight? We're in the middle of a war here.
You need a belt with the tanks on the side. If you go to the Super Soaker website, which by the way, were they always owned by Nerf? I didn't know that. Nerf just
seems like a natural fit.
Yeah, it makes sense. But the girl that's holding the Super Soaker, that thing looks freaking sweet. I don't know what it is, but you should check that out. It's like a cannon.
I have to check this out. Have you guys, do you guys remember the Shout and Shoot?
No. What was that?
I'm looking it up.
So the Shout and Shoot was a
voice activated
water gun.
Oh, I do remember this. I did not have it, but I remember commercials for this. Did you have this?
So my uncle,
shout out to Gatling gun.
Thanks. Shout out to Uncle Marty. He worked on some of the graphics for the Shout and Shoot commercial. So he bought us all. He bought all his nieces and nephews Shout and Shoot because he helped with something on the commercial.
I absolutely remember the commercials, and then
it was like fire. I mean, it's an all-time commercial. Fire. Yeah.
Well, that didn't work, right?
I'll tell you this, it did not work. It did not work at all. You're dead, man, if you had a Shout and Shoot.
Google doesn't listen to me today. I mean, how 20 years ago was it listening to us? What, right?
Yes, like
great in theory. Someone should try and do that now. It'd be a lot better.
Wow, that thing's pretty sweet. The Super Soaker products are pretty cool. They look pretty similar to what they were, though. I don't think they're anything crazy.
It made my summer in grade school was you got your Super Soakers together with your buds and you went out and you had a huge water fight.
Yeah, it was just fun. Yep. It's good stuff.
Then some snot-nosed kid takes the hose and ruins it for everyone.
Yeah, like
hate that kid.
Not fun. Not fun.
These look eerily similar to the originals.
The Nerf Super Soaker XP50, I think that's the one I had. It looks just as crappy as the one I had. Like, that plastic is going to break in like 3 seconds.
But
you know what you need for it, though.
That's what I was going to say. You fill up all these with number one, some fresh water.
I beat you to it. Fresh water, huh?
Great segue.
We both got it.
It's
can't live without it. Am I right?
Kind of an obvious water, number one.
The essence of life.
I only drink water from Fiji, though. That's the only water I drink. It's the only water Madden drinks. We go through about 15 bottles a day.
I only drink a water that's named after an actress.
Good. That's the way to do it.
I'm lost.
Aquafina.
There you go. Yeah.
I get it.
Oh, there's Paul.
There's Paul. He was doing so well. I don't know if you guys listened to our last episode, but it was infuriating the second time listening through it. Just going,
I just gave up. I just gave up. I never even listened to it. I refused.
I mean, it was great other than you.
Fresh water is great.
Very important.
I just thought you called everything water, and then there was the ocean, and you just didn't drink the ocean, but you can drink water. Up until Steve Irwin taught me the difference between saltwater crocs and freshwater crocs, and I was like, oh, freshwater. Okay. I like this thing now.
Game changer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a literal game changer. I mean, yeah, not much to say about it other than that.
What's it? You need it, period.
You just need it. There's nothing that could have been number one. It's kind of the point. How much of the Earth's water is fresh water, would you say?
20%.
4%.
Paul, that was impressive. 3% of the Earth's water is fresh water. That's disappointing. Seems like a miss. Like,
there's a lot of salt water out there.
Could have given us a little bit more fresh water.
Got to find a way to convert it. You know, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, you got to convert it, and then you got to put more salt in it so you can drink your Gatorade. Get those electrolytes. Salt water is fine. Like, you know,
that's a huge cog saver if you just use seawater.
Just use the ocean.
Yeah.
It's a good point. I'll let the team know.
No filter. We should just right be there.
Bottling the ocean.
Hey, if Nestle does it in reservation water, why can't Gatorade claim the ocean?
Mm.
Boom.
Shots fired. Nestle.
Yeah. Anything else on fresh water while we're here? The worst number one from a podcast standpoint, because I don't know. It had to be number one. So that was the list. We had watermelon, watershed moment, water park, water gun, fresh water. And then we had a worst this week. Does Paul want to give us the worst?
The worst is Watergate.
Yeah. I have now, a few reasons.
I get why it's obviously, it was a worse thing for President Nixon, which caused him to resign and get impeached. But the reason why it's my worst is everything is named Gate now.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
It's
the worst. Literally the worst. What was the Spygate? Thank you.
Deflate gate.
Yeah.
Should we rank the worst gates? We got to rank the worst gates.
Flag gate.
By get far. The wheels turning.
Yeah. We're just making lists on the pod. That's what we
lists
do now.
Lists.
Yeah. Everything is named Gate now. Adam.
Okay.
Gates.
That and good point.
Antonio Gates. Would Gates count in the Gates list?
Yeah, absolutely.
And wait, is it worst Gates or is it best Gates?
It's worst.
Worst Gates. Okay.
So Antonio Gates is not on it then.
You know what else I hate? This is going to almost riff into a Paul social media rant. I can't stand how everything is also blank strong. Like Boston strong. And now it's like Scott Strong and
I should make shirts. When the twins are born, I'll just do Scott Strong.
You can hold them up, one in each hand, because there's two of them.
Lion King style.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Not everything is strong. Come up with something else. Or what's the other one that bugs me? Go ahead.
No, I just think everybody can be strong. Like the human race is strong. We get through this stuff, right? And so it's like, especially with how connected, this is getting a little serious, but especially with how connected we are, it's like Boston strong or whatever. Like it's affecting everybody. So it's like, cool, that community, but like everybody's kind of connected at this point. I don't know.
It's a digital world. We're living in a digital world.
I mean, we're looking at our phones, you know?
I know these names better than my own grandma's name. Red Tube.
Simpson stuff.
Oh, man. We have not had enough.
Guys, update on, I think you should leave. Season 2 has finished filming. Officially, I believe.
Man,
about a month ago. Yeah, so season 2 should be coming out.
I cannot wait.
Better not be more than 6 fucking episodes again.
Dude.
You love it. Come
on. I'm taking the day off when it drops.
Paul, I think we'll have to get together and binge that the day it drops.
We'll be vaccinated by then. Yeah.
It's just a half day. It's only 3 hours.
Yeah, honestly, I'm doing it Friday afternoon.
Can I do it before we get to the comments? Can I do a quick, I have a social media rant that if I wait till next week, I'm going to forget.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead.
Are you ready for this?
Evan Playman.
Scott's social media rant.
You can add me. I don't care. That's fine. So I saw this today and I've seen it before and I hate it so much. You know those posts that say, you're not going to find this. You're not going to figure this out. But if you do, you're a freaking genius. And it's just a bunch of letters. And it says, if you can find... I'll show you guys. If you can find the X within the A's, then you're a genius. You see what I got there? So there's one A hidden in all these X's.
But it says on the top, it's very hard.
It's very hard, and you're a genius if you do it. And this shows up like once every few weeks. My problem isn't necessarily the post. My problem is the number of people who are like, you know what? I need to comment and say, got it.
Fourth row.
Found it.
Seventh column.
How many people just go, we the best.
I'm a genius. Yeah, that's terrible. That's terrible. I don't like that.
You didn't even look at the board. I created it. So please stop.
That's
commenting.
A chunky.
That post is a chunky, damn it.
Yeah, for sure.
So stop commenting on that.
Yeah. I thought of the other thing I hate.
Oh.
Too. While we're ranting. Red Sox Nation. Now everything is nation too. Fucking hate that.
Even when it's my own team, I hate it. It's like Badger Nation's out there. That's not where we are.
I'm not here to stick up for the Red Sox or anything. Shout out to all of our Boston listeners though. But it's Red Sox Nation. Like that's it. No
they
one
were
else
the first ones that kind of did.
We don't need it. We don't need to have. Yeah, I feel like that's like a corporate thing now. Like Gatorade Nation, what you guys? Okay, what are you guys feeling? How are you feeling out there?
No, we're 2 years away from that.
Quaker Nation.
I think, yeah. No, we're on the old How I Met Your Mother.
There's 100% a Quaker Strong though.
There was.
I'm positive. Yeah. That's gonna be like a campaign.
I'm not saying it's
Quaker up.
And wear shirts and all that. We just gotta get more creative. That's all I'm saying.
Like, there needs to be other options.
Yeah,
we're just fans. We're just fans. That's all.
That's right.
Only so fans.
You screwed up my.
This week's episode brought to you by OnlyFans.
You screwed up my segue.
Hold on. I have a quick rant. This one time,
finally, Evan has a rant.
Get your rants in, boys. Let's go.
I asked Angel for a bubbly. You know, I want a bubbly. You know, cool me off after.
You mean a buble?
Yeah. And she handed me a room temperature bubbly, and I took a sip, and I was like, I burned my mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Let me explain that's something good. To you. See, Evan, you love
it. Let me explain something to you. That's top five sketch.
I think we need to redraft.
It was top five, I think.
You know, maybe I think we do a redraft when season two comes out. Although it'll need some time to, you know, sink in.
Marinate. Yeah, no. Cause that article you sent, it takes some time. You got to watch it a few times for it to really watch it all meld.
The perfect article.
Let those flavors marry.
There you go. So back to my segue. This is my official segue. Stop commenting on the You're a Genius page. Start commenting on Idol. Just like you did this week. You should go check those comments.
Shit.
I got to stop talking. Yeah,
keeping us going. Yeah. I like it.
Okay.
Let's just call it. Let's just
dump it.
Shit. Paul just wants to dump it every time.
Just dump it.
All right, okay, so let's do this.
Jay Pats fan.
Oh, balloons? Do we get a comment? Oh. Balloons question mark.
Fine.
They are the best tactic in a water fight, but also the most likely to backfire.
Yeah. I mean, filling up a water balloon is brutal.
Like, do you guys agree with my comment? I kind of spoke for all of us.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
I complained about filling it up and something else. I don't know.
They break easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. But have you seen those things where it, like you hook your hose up to it and it fills up like a dozen water balloons in like 5 seconds? Yeah.
It's genius. That's a game changer.
Yeah. And it, I think it almost like ties them off for you too. Yeah. It's a total game changer.
The tying off part.
Yeah.
I honestly don't remember the last time.
Sitting here trying to thread a needle and getting doused with everyone else's.
Doing that to a normal balloon with air is the worst.
Yeah.
But with water, oof. So yeah, that's not top five. They're fun. When you're a kid, like water balloon tosses, awesome. Mm-hmm.
Top 20. It's a top 20 water.
Loyal listener Lindsay Tripels with water ice.
And what do we say that is? That's Italian ice?
Italian ice, yeah.
I don't like how they changed the name.
It's...
Italian ice is good.
It's fine. Yeah. It's fine if someone's like, yeah, we got free water ice.
We got free. Here's some really bad flavoring on ice.
Yeah.
It's fine. I would never buy it.
This is like the classic, it's really hot out here. I need something to cool me down, so I'm going to spend $10 on ice.
Yeah.
It's like the adult snow cone, right?
No idea where you're getting your Italian ice where it costs $10, but you're getting ripped off.
Probably like Taco Fest or whatever.
Yeah, I'm team ice cream if that's the situation.
I will say my favorite type of ice cubes is crushed ice.
Are we doing top ices here? do we get another list going?
That's another list. I've got some opinions.
You know the crushed ice that's like really good cubes that some places have. Yeah. It's a very specific crush.
Hospital grade crush is the best ice out there.
They might have the best ice. Didn't our machines at work have that at one point? I feel like one of them did. Yeah.
I haven't been there in forever. I don't work there anymore.
You're never going to be there. No.
All I know is the sink on 15 smelled like mold every 7 days.
Yeah, that was pretty gross. Right, yeah. Hey, joke's on you, Paul. We got a tennis court on the top. So what now?
It's public. I can go. Bring my own racket.
We had
other Trip L. Oh. Just a quick second here. Shout out to the Trip L's. Great to have you both back. It's been amazing. A long time.
Yeah.
Well, especially Laura Seva. Shout out.
It's been a
out west. What? Shout out.
It's been a while. It's been a while. Yeah.
Good.
It was a good comment too. The waterbed. We didn't discuss that one.
So she's saying worst. Yeah, she's saying it should have been the worst.
Well, I mean,
I don't know about you guys. I really wanted a waterbed my whole life.
Yeah, everyone did.
Everyone did.
All of us had prudent enough parents to nix that before we could even get it off the ground, though. I mean, so my cousin, I think, had one. Fun as hell to lay on.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever laid on one.
Really?
I don't remember. It just seems cool.
We had a friend who had a waterbed. It was fun. It was fine.
I mean, two questions. One, how does it work just sleeping when there's another person in the bed? That doesn't work. But two, not to get too detailed here, but like that doesn't seem to work.
You're definitely not having twins off that one.
No.
The waterbed, now that I'm thinking about it, is the exact opposite of every mattress commercial you have out there now. Every mattress commercial is you're not gonna disturb the person next to you or they won't disturb you. But a waterbed's like
it's best for one. Like, it's a bed built for one.
It's for one.
You're done.
Bicycle built for one.
I mean, there has to be horror stories of the waterbed cracking or leaking
and
just flooding the room.
It's best for basements.
Yeah, flooding the basement. Who cares? We got a good comment from Doug, who didn't give us a different one. Well, he gave us two comments. So he liked park over gun. You know, I could see that.
He's right. Let's just say he might be right. He's right. Our most passionate conversation has
as we talked through it. Yeah, I would say he's right. So good on you, Doug. I mean, we're not offering an official change, but there's your unofficial one. He wanted Waterworld as the movie.
I had it on the long list.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's up there.
It's not that good. Kevin Costner, right? It's
yeah.
I think so.
I distinctly remember going to a birthday sleepover. I was probably in like fifth grade or something like that. And rented Waterworld at probably like a Blockbuster and falling asleep in it. And I fell asleep before like anyone else because I was like just so bored with this movie.
It
just went on forever.
Yeah, it was way too long. Like, we get it. He has gills. Great.
That was peak Costner, though.
There's a director's cut that's 4 hours long.
Come on.
So
that's not that good of a movie.
Who is that for, by the way? Everybody's talking about the Snyder cut.
I watched it.
Why? It's 4.5 hours.
I didn't watch it. I watched it in 4 sittings.
I don't have the patience. And it's a shitty movie. That one's really confusing because everyone hated the movie.
It was so much better than the original. And yet it was still a shitty movie at the end of the day.
I don't need a director's cut. Just give me the movie.
The whole point was Zack Snyder was fired while doing the Justice League. And they brought in a new director who redid it.
Screwed it up.
Yeah.
Shout out to a comment that came in as we were recording here. KPS came in. She agrees. She said, "I feel like world."
It's right here.
There it is. I feel like world may have merited worst over gate. Pretty bad. That was her take. So she's going after Doug.
Should we go after the? Should we talk about the original worst that we had?
I don't remember what it was. I
forgot what it was. Yeah.
Waterboarding.
Oh yeah. Well, I didn't want to talk about it. That's why.
It's not good. It's not good.
Don't want to get into it.
It's not a good look.
This is the only thing I want to bring up and I don't remember who he was. He was either a congressman or a senator, but he was like a big proponent of waterboarding is not torture. And then someone's like, "Why don't you get waterboarded and let us know if it is?" And he was like, "Okay, yeah." He was acting like a big tough guy. He lasted through one, like half of one pour, and he's like, "Oh my god, I'm joking," and like went out of it. He goes,
"Who is this?
That is terrible."
Who was this?
Oh shit!
Some senator or congressman or something like that. But he was just like, he was voting against it as being labeled as torture, and then he volunteered to have it done to him and thought it was the worst thing in the world. It is.
Yeah, it's
pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked for Jack Bauer, so that's what matters. But anybody else?
Yeah. Shout out to Jack Bauer.
Shout out to Jack Bauer.
Are you going to tell KPS, hey, that's my boss. So maybe don't pick fights with him.
He's not my boss.
Well, kind of.
I that's a good call. KPS, you know, you can have your opinion, but maybe like half agree. Be like, good point. You're really smart.
Do a compliment sandwich.
Exactly.
Can we get to Papa Scans comment?
Oh yeah. Papa Scans came in hot.
A lot of people have worse takes on the worst, not a lot of takes on the best. Pop Scans. Bong water said was the worst.
Says not that I would know.
Not from experience.
It's up there with hot dog water, which we didn't talk about. That could have also been
one of the best Limp Bizkit albums out there.
Yeah. Hot dog flavored water or something like that.
Starfish and the hot dog.
Starfish. Yeah. Nice. Good pull.
I heard they were huge inspos for DJ Pies.
Oh, yeah. Huge inspos. I didn't even know that was an album. I honestly had no idea what their album names were.
Honestly, that was probably their only album, really. Yeah. So Bong Water. I agree.
Yeah.
Could be up there for the worst.
Gross, probably.
Should I just riff off a couple other ones we talked about?
Please do.
Water Tower Place, Waterproof, Water Boy, Water Skiing, Bridge Over Troubled.
Jericho water. Water. Body of water.
Mm-hmm. Body of Christ.
Bottle
of.
You.
Bottle up.
Fish out of.
The... Ooh, fish out of water.
I feel like I like that one better than now that we're talking about it. Whatever was on the list.
Test the waters.
Mm, the amount of times I've said test the waters at work.
A little bit of a hiccup there, the Airbnb.
So that was not, that one wasn't me.
No, that was not. Any others over there?
I think that does it.
Yeah. Under the bridge? No, that's not a thing. Sparkling. Did you say sparkling?
Love sparkling popular water.
You can use your soda stream for that.
Still? I'm still guy.
I have two CO2 canisters for my soda stream.
Cool.
Cool. Just in case one runs out.
Hey, drop the cool story, Hansel. Drop for that one.
Cool story, Hansel.
I have two others that I've like.
Are they full?
I want to play. No, two drops that I want to play, and I just like, I just can't find anything that goes with them. I've been waiting.
You tell me what they are, and I'll find a way to. I'll find a way.
Are they? I think you should leave drops or.
No.
I sold my soda stream. Did I tell you that?
Really? You sell it?
$50 for like Facebook Marketplace, something like that.
$50 straight up. So.
Speaking of Facebook Marketplace, I sold something for $200 this week. It was the shadiest thing I've ever done. The guy shows up. I did it like to the corner because I was like, this one, it's not like a baby item where I'm like, I know it's like a mom picking it up.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, let's meet in this corner. He shows up. He hands me cash, $200 bills. I'm like, thanks. And I'm walking to the bank with cash going,
did you mark them? Yeah. Did you mark them?
Well, when I got inside, I was like, oh shit. And so I'm like looking at it. But once it got deposited,
nice money. What'd you sell?
A PlayStation.
Oh, nice.
Wait.
You got to pay for these kids?
Three or four?
I sold the four because I got a five.
Hmm. Good for you.
Yeah. Future proof. It's something you're not going to get once you have three kids. So now I have it. Can't take it away.
You should start saving.
I'm over here still playing with my PlayStation 3.
Hey, good.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
But yeah, Facebook Marketplace, legit.
I've sold a bunch of stuff.
Sells in like a day.
Yeah. I'm going to sell my Xbox on there. Not the one that I won.
Oh, your old one.
Yeah, I already gave that one away.
Yeah, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
anyway, PlayStation guy. You're a PlayStation guy anyway, clearly. So.
I used to be an Xbox guy, but here we are.
But I ripped it out of your hands.
That's right. I gave it to you. Yeah. I think that's a pod. I think we did it.
Felt good.
Felt clean. Really did.
Yeah, wasn't choppy at all.
No, I heard Paul. The whole time.
This fucking primo mic. Thanks, Pepsi.
Paul's mic brought to you by Corona Seltzer. Bring on the summer with a fresh.
Yeah. Are you ever going to send me any seltzer? Because I got to try it, but I don't really want to buy it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me your new address.
Get on that. So that's the podcast. Thanks for joining us. It's been great to be back as always. Anything else? Or are you guys just going to sit there?
Pleasure was all mine.
Yep.
Yeah. All mine being part of the Dick Dent episode.
We'll see you next week or the week after.
See you in a month.
Bye.